It's 6:08 on Breakfast, and James Carlton joins us now. Hello, James.
Hi, Fran. Well, moving to yesterday's sad news, and that's the funeral of Test cricketer Philip Hughes. The Canberra Times, rest in peace, my little brother. Locals and legends, farewell boy from the bush who wore the baggy green. Only cars heading north along the Pacific Highway for Christmas and the odd stray cow usually bring traffic to a halt in Maxville. And now, so does Philip Hughes, the son, brother, cousin, best mate, cattle farmer and international cricketer who was laid to rest in his hometown. There's a close-up photo of his father, Greg. It covers the Courier Mail front page. Tears from a pallbearer as father buries son. In the Herald Sun, we have Australian cricket captain Michael Clarke telling how he still feels Philip Hughes' spirit with him, choking back tears. And while the nation hanged on every word, he said, "Rest in peace, my little brother. I'll see you out in the middle." And the Sydney Morning Herald quotes him too. "We must dig in and get through to tea, and we must play on."
He was so choked up, he could hardly get the words out.
The September quarter economic growth figures were released yesterday, and they revealed just 0.3% of GDP growth in the quarter and declining income. Australian growth shadow over budget. Hockey pledges no new cuts as economic slowdown begins to bite. And the Sydney Morning Herald: Treasury says living standards may fall. A new year cut to interest rates now seems virtually certain, which takes rates, or will take rates, to levels never seen before in Australia. The Brisbane Courier Mail: quality of life at risk, says Treasurer. And the Financial Review: economy hit by income recession. Two consecutive quarters of income negative growth, and the Treasurer calls for lower dollar and policy reform. And just looking at the markets in the US, the NASDAQ up 0.33%, the S&P 500 up 0.25%, and the Dow Jones up just 0.1%, Fran.